As we get started talking sports, the Pittsburgh Steelers called former player Mean Joe Green to the office earlier in the week. You have any idea why they wanted to talk to him?
I thought that they had finally retired his uniform.
They did. They retired number 75.
You thought that would have happened a long time ago.
Well, you know, this guy, I mean, let's face it, when you're an offensive lineman, you're not known for your compassion and your heart. You know, you're known for finding the
ball carrier and destroying him, yeah.
And turning him into just a gooey pile of mush.
We all know that Joe Green doesn't have his jersey anymore because he gave it to that little kid in the Coke commercial, right?
But apparently this is only the second time, since 1964, that they've retired a jersey. And so, number 75 will be retired November 2nd when the Steelers play Baltimore Ravens at Heinz Field.
And, of course, here in Wisconsin, the retirement of Brett Favre's jersey is not going to be happening this year, although they're still working on getting Favre to come back to Lambeau this year. That may still happen, but the jersey retirement ceremony will be later.
It's very, very interesting. And it's when in his comments, he said, "I didn't expect this to happen." He spent 27 years with the Steelers as a player, as a coach, as a scout, you know, as manager and so forth. 27 years. That's an amazing career. So, and he's so humble. He said when they were talking to him, he literally felt weak sitting in the chair. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, I've got another story that I thought would be interesting, but before we do that, let's cover the real sports. Scores, who's doing what? What do we need to
Brewers
know?
Brewers got a nice win yesterday. They beat Tampa behind Yovani Gardo, who got his first win since, I think, mid-June.
Yeah.
And backup catcher Martin Maldonado drove in 4 runs yesterday, so it gets a rare start and takes advantage of it.
Seth doesn't understand the subtleties of this. Backup catcher sucks because catcher is a specialized position.
Right.
You don't use that guy normally as a pinch hitter or a pinch runner.
So if you're not playing, you're just sitting there.
He sits on the bench in case the starting catcher gets hurt.
And gives him a day off once a week.
Right.
Not a bad gig considering you're getting paid a major league salary, traveling first class, and eating at good restaurants. That's a pretty good gig, right?
But for other guys, you're a backup outfielder.
Yeah.
Hey, we need a pinch hitter. You.
Yeah.
They don't use the backup catcher that way because he's the only backup to the starter.
I mean, think about it, Tom. Wouldn't you rather play, though?
Well,
I mean,
sure. Most players would.
Yeah, I mean, you'd
obviously.
Rather. It's like being a backup radio announcer, waiting for some guy to blow out his voice. And
backup quarterback in the NFL, you're getting paid millions of dollars to hold a clipboard, wear the headset, and not get killed every week. That doesn't sound like a bad gig. I don't know.
Well, you thank your position every time the quarterback gets sacked and his rib cage gets, you know, it's sticking out
the
back.
And the fans all love the backup quarterback until he actually has to go out and play and they see how bad he is.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you get paid for that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, when the starting quarterback is struggling, hey, let Smith play.
Yeah.
Come on, he's got to be better than this guy.
And
so they find
out
that Smith is even worse. They find out why he's the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Smith's like, I know. I'm not really ready, Coach. Can next week maybe? I'll be all right.
Was it Brett Favre when he arrived as the backup quarterback who said that he will stop drinking when he's the starter?
Right, yes. When Brett Favre was traded from Atlanta to Green Bay, that was one of the first comments he made.
I'll stop drinking.
Because they were giving him a hard time because he was a partier. He was out partying every night, and the reporters were giving him a hard time. He says, I'll quit drinking when I'm the starter, which, of course, didn't happen either.
All right, let's talk about motorsports just for a second. If you are the head of the motorsports division of Mercedes-Benz, who, you know, if you follow it, you know that Mercedes has had a little bit of a tough time, but you're doing everything you can to bring Mercedes to the forefront of motorsports again, Formula One, Grand Prix, that kind of thing.
Mercedes has had a tough time because what? Their team or their cars have not been winning as much lately?
Right. Okay. Right. They hit kind of a bit of a slump. You would wonder the chief, if you get a report that he had been in a horrific accident, broke his collarbone, shoulder, elbow, wrist, etc. You would think, oh my gosh, he must have been test driving a car himself. He must have been out there on the track, maybe taking a lap on the Nürburgring. No. Mercedes Motorsports chief Toto Wolff will be attending the Hungarian Grand Prix this week, despite having broken several bones in a bicycling accident across the Danube River. he and his teammates were racing bicycles. Somebody went down, he hit him, and over, you know, ass over elbows, he goes.
Well, in Europe, bicycling is a big deal, you know. And by the way, this guy's name is Toto, really?
Yeah, Toto.
That's his real name, or is that a nickname?
No.
That's his real name?
There's no
his
place
parents,
like
his parents were big Wizard of Oz fans, or what?
It's not exactly.
Toto?
Yeah,
Toto. Who would tolerate getting a nickname, Toto? You'd start a fight before you'd accept
but,
that
I mean, come
nickname.
On, his last name is Wolf. I am Toto.
What does Toto mean in German?
Broken bone. I don't know what it means, but it's Toto. His name's Toto.
Jeez, you would accept.
Maybe he was a cute, furry little kid.
You would accept Flying Monkey as a name before Toto if you were a Wizard of Oz
I didn't
fan,
even
wouldn't
think
you?
About that, but yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. It's like, oh, look, it's Toto. Toto's the head of our racing department. That's awesome, Toto.
And here's our driver, Cream Puff.
That's not nice. Anyway, they did say that the drivers for the Mercedes team were not involved in the bike crash, so they'll be out doing their thing. As a matter of fact, Rosberg, Nico, do you like that one better? Nico? Nico Rosberg?
Oh, that's European, yeah.
Nico Rosberg won the German Grand Prix on Sunday, stretching his lead in the driver's standings, blah, 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 nobody cares. I do, but nobody else does. So there it is. Mercedes-Benz has quite a set. And that can be a setback for the entire team because typically the chief of the division is the driving force. He's the one that's out there, you know, come on, we got to do this. He is paramount to the Steve Jobs of Apple. He's, you know, come on, let's do this. And now, hey, Toto. Yeah. What did you crash your car? Nine. Oh, what happened? I fell off of my bicycle.
Was he riding one of those bikes like the Wicked Witch with a little basket on the front?
Ching, ching.
Yeah.
Ching, ching. I didn't think of that, but yeah. All right, fine. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Chris Christie, that's our buddy. Chris Christie attended a GOP. He's not here. Just... Chris Christie attended a GOP fundraiser with Donald Trump at the Trump National Golf Course in New Jersey. Yeah. When asked what his handicap is, Christie said, stairs. This is kind of a crazy story. Police in Chicago said they're looking for two men in their late 50s who robbed a pharmacy and stole more than $1,000 worth of Viagra. It's gonna be weird when they catch the guys and say, stick them up! Oh, they are. Wait, is that more than. Hey! That's over 4 hours. You should call somebody. That's right. Two men in their late 50s stole over $1,000 worth of Viagra. Police described them as 6 feet tall, average build, and really happy to see you. I guess with weed becoming legal everywhere, this is a very important issue here, but I saw that the federal government has been handing out free marijuana to people, then putting them in a driving simulator to test the effects of stoned driving. That's right, people got high and pretended to drive, or as that's more commonly known, Mario Kart. And it's all about the drift. Yeah. I just saw that this week in New Jersey, a woman dressed like a clown walked away with minor injuries after she crashed her car into a utility pole. Unfortunately, the other 300 people in the car weren't so lucky. That's right, a clown crashed her car into a utility pole. Apparently, she just suffered a small bump on her and a little scratch on her. Yeah, that's right. It was a woman with a giant hair, bright clothes, and a painted face, or as that's known in New Jersey, any woman. And that's... Oh, that's cool. No, hey, take a joke.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.